Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, I'll bring a series of messages entitled, Seven Symptoms of a Sinking Society. Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 3, And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man. God was not going to forever put up with all of the wickedness of that world before the flood. The Bible tells us about Jonah. Jonah finally went to Nineveh and cried out, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. In Noah's lifetime, the world was so thoroughly corrupt that God's heart was grieved and he sent a worldwide devastating deluge of water upon the earth. Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 3 states, And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Genesis chapter number 6 verses 5 through 8. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So God destroyed the world with a worldwide flood, and there was a new beginning with Noah's family and the few creatures that were spared. But perhaps only 100 years or so after the flood, wicked men started building the Tower of Babel, and God said, This they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. One of the problems of the pre-flood world was that men were so degraded that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. In the post-flood world, God knew that men were headed in the wrong direction again. So he confounded the language of the people and scattered them abroad upon the face of the earth. This scattering and confounding of men was a way to at least hinder evil men in their quest to reach new lows in evil activities. Early in America's history, many of the American people were scattered on their farms, and in the cities, sometimes terrible corruption was concentrated. But in modern-day America, this nation is so connected with cables and beams, wires and waves, satellites and signals, that the corruption that concentrates in the city can be quickly, electronically, transmitted to remote parts of the nation, so that even those regions are not free from the same corruption found in the big cities. America has become very thoroughly corrupt. America is rotten to the core. America has now run through blockades and passed warning signs that were warning America to turn from the way of wickedness that leads to destruction. Thank God for every watchman that is still on the wall. Thank God for the salt of the earth believers and those Christian lights in this dark world. Thank God for every true and pure church that is a pillar and ground of the truth. If it were not for the faithful few in this nation might have been destroyed long ago. I have found it interesting that God has not chosen, up to this point, to bring upon this nation sudden and catastrophic destruction, but instead God has allowed this nation to rot from within. America is self-destructing. It has been devolving of her own devices. It has become self-deceived. America has taken a way that has seemed right unto some men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Many of today's schools have actually worked to make students more stupid, so that in their stupor, many students go on in their wicked ways. So often, instead of news reporters, we have news makers that make up things to report. Many that are supposed to be educators are actually evil indoctrinators. If America does not turn from her wicked ways, and if God chooses to let America continue to go her way, then I believe America could fall apart without any enemy armies tearing it apart. This country is self-destructing. Remember, God's word is still true. God is still in control. Jesus Christ is coming again. Salvation is forever. Everlasting life is everlasting, just like God said. Thank God there are some good things and some sure things that you and I that are saved by the grace of God can count upon. The Lord willing, I'll be dealing with seven symptoms of a sinking society. As I go through these symptoms, you might think to yourself that some of these symptoms don't seem to be very serious, but remember this, a symptom of a sickness might not be very serious in and of itself, but it might be a sign of a very serious, even a life-threatening problem. A persistent cough, a rash, a discolored mole might be a sign of something much more serious. One of the ways to determine if a national symptom is a sign of a serious national sickness is to study the scriptures to find symptoms of other sinking societies. Another way is to study other history books along with the Bible, but keep this in mind. All of the history that is found in the Bible is perfectly true. If you read secular history books, you might find that there's some history mingled with history falsely so-called. Consider this first of all. Number one, a great preoccupation with eating, drinking, and playing. You might say, that doesn't sound like a very serious symptom to me, but notice the word preoccupation. When these things are more important to us than other things that we ought to be occupied with, things that ought to come first, then we are preoccupied. The book of Matthew chapter number 24, beginning with verse number 37, the Bible says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Now, perhaps the people were too preoccupied, perhaps they were too busy with eating, drinking, and playing to listen to that preacher of righteousness named Noah. Are you too busy for God and the things of God? Are you too busy to prepare to meet God? I believe that people in Noah's day had warnings and opportunities to escape from the coming flood. Why did they No, not until the flood came and took them all away? There may have been many of those that were alive in Noah's day that were not openly and obviously wicked people. They might have been people so busy with what some might call good, clean fun that they neglected a great salvation, that they neglected the opportunity to board the ark. If you are too busy for God, then you are too busy at something else. When Jesus comes for the rapture, many might be busy eating, drinking, and playing, and be left behind. Exodus chapter number 32 and verse number 6, "The people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Moses went up to the mount and prayed, but the people ate and drank and rose up to play." 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 7, "Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." Have you noticed that there's a great number of restaurants in America today? Have you noticed that there's a great number of places of recreation in America today? Does there seem to be an imbalance in America today? Ezekiel chapter number 16, beginning with verse 49. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. If pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness provides an atmosphere conducive to sodomy, then perhaps that is why we have had so much of that wicked sin in recent times. Have you noticed the preoccupation that Americans have with ball playing, ball practice, ball games, ball players, and broadcast of ball games? Why don't many highly skilled laborers make as much money as professional ball players? It's because so many people are willing to pay so much money to watch ball players play ball. It is because so many people in America so exalt the ball players, the professional ball players in our day. Have you ever seen a young person's room with posters of ball players hanging up? Have you ever seen a young person's room with posters of good, honest, hard-working mechanics and carpenters and welders hanging up? Is it more likely that a young person could grow up to be a respectable business person or a tradesman or a professional ball player? If there is a young person listening, do you think if you become a professional ball player, which is very, extremely unlikely, but do you believe if you become a professional ball player that you will be a real separated, sold-out Christian at the same time? I doubt it. Do you think that if you become a professional ball player that you'll be faithful to church and the service of God? I don't think so. Someone might say, ball playing on a team can teach a child teamwork. Well, so can washing and drying dishes with siblings. How about working at church together? There are a variety of things that could be done that could be very profitable and help young people to learn teamwork. Now, someone might say, brother, I thought you were going to speak on 7 symptoms of a sinking society, but a preoccupation with eating, drinking, and playing does not seem to be very serious. If we put those things before God and the work of God, then those things are serious. There are a number of signs that America is declining, rapidly declining, like a person that is sick unto death and is rapidly declining unto death. By the grace of God, let those of us that are saved try to encourage others to turn to God. America needs God.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.